So hi everyone, this is Ray again of the Fashion Pulpit, and welcome back to another podcast episode where we explore the story of swapping sustainability and secondhand. And for this specific episode, we are going to Netherlands, where we'll be talking to Jilly, who is the founder of Swapster. And I'm excited to hear the story of how she started the swap community there. At the same time, her personal story of why she started swapping. So hi, Jilly. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hello, Ray. Yes, thank you for having me.
So just to jumpstart, I'm really is curious of, tell us more about your background and how did you came about starting Swapster?
Yes, well, my background is actually in engineering. I have an engineering background. So I don't have anything. I don't have any background in fashion. But my sustainable kind of swapping journey actually started at a swap event. I think it was like 8-7 years ago, and it was my first actually swap party, and I liked it so much. And I was like, okay, this is so much fun. Why don't we have such a thing online where you can also meet other people? So yes, so that's how it all started. Yeah.
Was it straight away? Because when you attended that first swap party with you, was it straight away an online that you did, or was a was there a transition from being a physical swap to an online swap?
It was a physical swap. But my first intention is to have actually an online swapping community.
And how was the reception of that idea? Because I am guessing that it was 8 years ago, swapping. I mean, we are all familiar with what swapping is all about, because at some point we have swapped clothes with our siblings or friends. But in online, as a community as well, it's not very common yet. So what were like the challenges that you faced when you were first starting it?
Yes, I think back then, 8 years ago, there was this highly bad stigma that secondhand clothes had. Luckily, throughout the years, it became more popular. That was the challenge I had in the beginning.
So was it more in the communication that you did to address the negative stigma of what secondhand is?
Yes, it was actually making people actually aware, because that was also the time that actually I learned about being the fashion industry, the second biggest polluter in the world. I also make people aware about the impact on the environment buying fast fashion clothes. And so that was the,
So let me dial back to where your love of fashion came about. How did it started of like you having, I mean, doing this? You could have just attended events and, you know, have other people do the swap thing. And why was there a need for you to really jump in and start what you're doing? Like, and also what was your engagement like in fashion as a consumer, or where did it start?
I think it all started at the same time when I learned about the fashion industry having this negative impact on the environment. And for people actually want to renew their wardrobe. For me, I also want to renew my wardrobe, but I believe in a more sustainable way. Mm-hmm. And I believe swapping is more affordable for people, because you do have sustainable brands, but then you will pay, like, I don't know, big money. And this is a great alternative for having the fun of shopping, but without actually harming the planet.
Right. What were you like before the awareness happened?
Yes, I was just shopping at the Zara, Mango. I wasn't actually aware. I wasn't conscious. Yeah. So that's, I also want to, with Swapster, I hope also to actually bring awareness to also the teenagers, to tell them also, share the awareness, or make them more conscious about the impact of the fashion industry.
Right. So in Netherlands, from where you started to now, what were like the significant differences or changes that you see in terms of like awareness and action in the whole sustainability conversation related to fashion?
Yes, I think it changed really quite quickly. When I started, it was really difficult to find companies also actually more conscious or more sustainable. Mm-hmm. But actually throughout the years, organizations, and I see also big companies making this swift to be more sustainable. Like for instance, there's this big clothing company who actually take in secondhand clothes. They also using more a conscious fiber for their clothes. So yeah, it's promoted. I've seen just a commercial from another clothing company where they actually make also people aware of the fashion and for them actually be more sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice. In the other part of like the secondhand world, was it already common 8 years ago in Netherlands, or you've seen the shift also of the mindset where people choose firsthand first or buy new, and now they're like, no, we want secondhand first?
Well, I think maybe the Netherlands is one of the few countries where it's actually back then it was more acceptable to buy secondhand, because we also have this online marketplace where you just can sell stuff you don't use, furniture, television, electronics, let's say. And that was already popular. So there wasn't actually a mega shift into in the Netherlands. Yeah. But yeah. But it's really good, really nice to see that secondhand, buying secondhand clothes become more popular and really trending. So that's a good thing.
Right, right. So I'm guessing that when you're doing the online secondhand, it was not that challenging in terms of converting the people to do it, since it's already been done, or everyone is already aware of like this kind of platform.
What are some of
your favorite stories in the community of yours?
Yeah, I shop a lot of stuff like this blouse. I just buy secondhand, and it's really fun to actually look for those those treasures, second treasures, and for a good price.
Right. And how does Swapster works? Like, just for everyone to know, because like I have been chatting with different swap communities and founders, and there's different ways of how to do it. Like, we do it differently as well. Like, for your end, how does it work? Can you walk us through?
Yes, it's like sort of community. It's you can create an account, you can upload clothes you don't wear anymore. It will be all collected in one page, which is called the swap shop, where people are interested can actually send messages to each other when they want to swap items with each other. It's more like a community, let's say, than a marketplace.
Right. What have been like one of your favorite story of like people swapping in your community?
Your favorite story. Well, I do get the nice messages via email, because there are not many. Maybe I was the first one having an online swapping community. So I get a lot of really nice messages from people thanking me. So, yes.
Okay. So, down 8 years down now, what do you think would be the future of swapping? Not just in Netherlands, but the way you see it globally?
I know this big change, people buying more secondhand. So I think, and I hope also, it's going to be the norm of actually first buying secondhand. I think it will be something that's going to be hopefully automatic, people will do. first go to see if there's something already before they secondhand, before they buy something new.
Cool. And so with all the secondhand that is happening now in your wardrobe, how many percent do you think is the secondhand versus like the new ones?
I don't buy new clothes. Well, I buy some new clothes like trousers because I'm small. Mm-hmm. So it's really difficult to find a secondhand of my size. I think the percentage is like tops. Mm-hmm. I think it's like 30 versus 70. So not much, but I do use the 30 wear rule. So mm-hmm. I don't buy anything new unless I wear them at least 30 times. So I do have trousers that go like 100 times. That, so yeah.
Cool. Okay. So in your counterparts, like in the neighboring countries that you have, are there any swapping communities also that you are in contact with or like, yeah, doing some collaborations?
No, not outside the Netherlands. I know that in the Netherlands you have, because of the Corona crisis, people could not go to like secondhands or thrift stores anymore. So there's this initiative that people actually put a bag and fill it with their clothes and it goes round and round the bag so people can take out and swap it for something else. So it's got called the swap chain bag.
Right. So since you've mentioned the COVID situation that we are, I mean, the pandemic that we are in now, what has been like the changes that you've seen in terms of like the openness to buy or swap secondhand? Did it decrease or how is it changing?
I cannot for thrift stores being closed. I actually don't know how they actually doing during the pandemic, but since the online shopping and swapping, I know that has been increased. There's more interest. I see also that in the traffic to my website, so that has definitely increased.
So it really helped out because retail,
I think it's more being physical. Online some people not attending like physical swap events, so right.
They're more online. Amazing. That's a good thing. Okay, so I'm down to my last question, and it's about what do you think is the power of swapping?
I think besides it's fun, it's actually also continues renewing your wardrobe without harming the planet. Yes. Yeah.
100% agree. Okay. Thank you so much again.
Yeah, thank you, Ray,
for taking the time and sharing your story. And for everyone who tuned in, thank you so much and hope to see you on our next episode. Bye. Thank you for joining us. We hope the power of swapping has empowered you to take a step farther towards a more sustainable lifestyle. And if you enjoyed the podcast, make sure to subscribe, share it with your friends, and even give us a topic that you would want us to cover next. Thanks for listening. Stay fashionably sustainable.